I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hi, I'm Chanti.
And I'm Lynx, and you're listening to Muses.
Enjoy the show. Hey everyone, welcome to Muses, the podcast that celebrates the women, the wives, the girlfriends, the groupies of rock and roll. This episode is kind of a unique one, kind of a special one, and it's a bit of a part two of our live from Las Vegas. This one is going to California. So while Lynx and I were in California, we recorded every day a little something, kind of like a tour diary, an audio tour diary. So every day we did something different. We met up with somebody new. We did things like have lunch at the Chateau Marmont. We went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. We interviewed Linda Ramone. We stayed in the Hollywood Hills. We went dancing at the Rainbow. We went backstage at the Whiskey a Go-Go with Dee Dee Keel. And we really want to share with you this wonderful experience that we had. You know, it's kind of mixed emotions releasing this, because we've all been in our homes for a couple of weeks now, and I know that it's a really difficult time for everybody. So I'm hoping that by releasing this, that we can all maybe escape a little while and go somewhere sunny and warm, a little California dreamin' on such a winter's day. So I hope that you enjoy coming along with us on this little journey, and we've chosen some music that hopefully goes well with every day. And, you know, we certainly won't take this trip or any other trip in the future for granted. And we hope that you're all taking good care out there. And once again, thank you so much for listening and being a part of this journey with us. Take care, everyone. Enjoy the show.
Dreams come true and you feel good, and you can be you when you want to. It's where you wanna be. Welcome to LA, where you feel okay and you know it, and you walk around.
Hello and welcome to Muses, the podcast all about the incredible women in rock and roll. The wives, the groupies, the girlfriends.
Yes, and this is a special episode because we're live from California. It's part two of our audio diary. We're taking video as well, so you guys can see that soon. So yeah, this isn't a regular episode, but next week we'll be bringing you a really awesome interview. So stay tuned, keep listening. How do you like LA so far?
I'm home. Right? I always knew that I was gonna love it, and I've probably lived here in a past life, and as soon as I got here, I just settled because I was nervous.
Well, you have such anticipation for it, and it's special, and you don't want it to disappoint, so I get that.
Yeah, when you're dreaming about something for years, and you have photos of it up around, and then you see it right in front of you, it's a pretty intense and wonderful moment, and you just have to take a quiet second to yourself and just thank yourself for doing it. And
so we're here in Westwood. Thank you, Bambi, for letting us stay at your place. This is a beautiful, beautiful neighborhood. But before that, we got a drive here from Vegas, and that drive was so much fun.
With our wonderful Stardust.
Yes.
So that was great because instead of flying, we got to take the scenic route.
Yeah.
And they took us on a bit of a scenic route before dropping us off.
Yes, Stardust and her man were the best tour guides on that trip too, because I was just sitting in the back taking photos. Every time we passed something interesting, they had some sort of fascinating story to tell, and it made the ride super quick. And I love learning about the places I go and getting to hang out with people who know the area. That's so special. And thank you guys so much for the tour and the drive, because that was fun.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we dropped Stardust's boyfriend off at their house. Then she drove us through Topanga. Was it old Topanga or new?
I think new Topanga.
New Topanga. And then we arrived at the place that we were staying, and the roads were so windy. So Star's driving and she's like, "Do you girls get car sick?" And she's going faster than probably we would drive on those roads, because we're not locals. So obviously if we'd rented a car, we'd be going the speed limit or a bit slower. And so it was windy, and I took a time-lapse video of it. So we'll add that into the video portion of this tour diary. And there was a bit of kind of white grip hand on beside me. But it was fun. And you just have to trust and go, all right.
Yeah, the roads here are really interesting. And the canyons, I can't wait to see what Laurel Canyon is like and if it's the same kind of twisty. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Probably. I hope we can do Mulholland Drive.
Yeah, that would be really nice. We'll see. We got so many days left.
Yeah.
So yeah, I just wanted to thank Bambi again. We're just going to have a chill evening here. Oh, one thing that is so amazing about Bambi's, though, is when we arrived, we just sat in the backyard for a while and met her adorable cats, Pooski.
Pooski.
And as you guys know from the first episode, Live from Las Vegas, I'm a bit of an orange juice fan.
I thought you were going to say freak. And I was like, that's appropriate.
So when we got there and I saw that Bambi not only had orange trees, she has tangerine trees, lemon trees, grapefruit trees, fig trees. It was amazing. I was in heaven, and I am enjoying the oranges here as well. There's just oranges on this journey everywhere I go, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
So tomorrow we got a big day planned.
What do we got going on tomorrow?
We're
going
to head to Venice Beach.
I'm so looking forward to that. If we can only get one beach in on this trip, that's fine. And yeah, we're going to go to Venice Beach. We're going to hopefully take our time, relax, and we're going to meet up with Jerry, who is our audio engineer.
Yeah, we are. So yeah, we'll come back tomorrow. Let's play a little song for him.
All right, let's do it. Here is a song for you.
Oh God, miss you on my lips. It's me, a little Venice bitch.
This week's episode is brought to you by Best Fiends.
If you haven't downloaded Best Fiends yet, what are you waiting for? Best Fiends has challenging puzzles, but it's a casual game anyone can play.
I usually play it while I'm traveling around the city, but with all of us doing our part to self-isolate, I'm so glad I have Best Fiends to play with all this downtime.
Me too. The game is stimulating and keeping my brain active in this time of inactivity.
I just passed level 60, and I really love how they up the challenges while still keeping it fun. And I've even got my dad playing it now.
Oh, that's cute. Not only do they up the challenges, but they update the game monthly with new levels and fun events, so there's always something exciting going on.
And for anyone who's worried about surpassing their monthly bandwidth, Best Fiends does not require the internet to play, so keep on leveling up.
Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. With over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play.
Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends.
Welcome to day 2. I hope that you liked our first themed song.
Yeah.
We chose songs that are gonna go perfectly with the days that we are here. Hopefully match up some songs to some things that we are doing.
Yeah, hopefully. But yeah, we just came back from Venice.
How are you feeling, Lynx?
You look
a bit different from you look a bit different than when we left.
Yeah, I definitely felt that sun.
Did you forget something? Did you forget to do something?
I maybe forgot some sunscreen.
Lynx, the fairest porcelain doll, yeah, forgot to put on sunscreen.
Yeah, and I'm definitely paying for that now. Thankfully, Bambi also has aloe vera in her backyard, or else I'd be dead right now.
Yeah, you've never used an aloe plant before.
No.
I went and cut off a part of it for you, and I opened it up, and I put it on your little nose.
I've been slathering it all over my face and my arms all night.
I was going to say pink nose, but it's red.
Oh, yeah, I'm a beet, so it'll be
interesting. You're
a tomato. I'm a tomato, a tomato. Yeah, but it was worth it. It was definitely worth it.
Yeah, I would often go to a beach in California in my meditations, and I wondered if this was going to be the one. So I kind of looked out and thought, okay, yeah, this really looks like it. And then it wasn't until we moved down a little bit down the line that I saw the bridge, the pier, and I went, no, this is it, because that's, I didn't realize, like, I had this pier in the meditation, yeah, as well. So it was wild that I had never seen pictures of Venice Beach before, and so it's not like I saw the photo and put myself there. It was like I knew I was gonna go there, and then when you find yourself there, you're like, oh, holy shit.
Yeah, amazing. So yeah, we got into Venice in the morning, and we just walked around the boardwalk for a bit.
It was pretty empty because we got there at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was nice. It was
we had the beach to ourselves pretty much.
Yeah, and we sat down on that sand, that beautiful white warm sand, and
we went in the water.
And yeah, we just roamed around for a bit, and then we got to have lunch with Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry's wonderful. We went to Gratitude Cafe, and the way that you order, it's so funny, kind of cheesy, but I liked it, is when you order, you have to say, I am, and then the name of your dish, which is like whole, love,
Yeah.
Things like
dedicated.
That. Dedicated. So you say, I am dedicated. So I got mine. I said, I am dedicated. And then it was funny because it got to you and you're like, hi, can I please have I am grateful or something? Where you're supposed to just be like, I am grateful. And that's how you order. And then you guys were talking. You were pretty into your conversation. And the waiter looked at me and he said, and the thing to compliment, to contemplate today at your table is, what motivates you?
Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that.
No, you didn't.
Interesting. Interesting.
And then I told you guys, the question of the day is, what motivates you? But I think you were just...
Yeah, I didn't register.
You were so fried
by that point. I was pretty sunburned by then.
You were...
Within like 2 hours, I was fully sunburned.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it didn't help that you stayed another 4 hours on the beach.
That probably didn't help. But at that point, I did get sunscreen. So I tried... But a little too late. But it could be worse.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be able to survive the rest of the trip.
I hope so. We've got a lot more things planned.
So yeah, Jerry at lunch, that was just amazing. He's our sound dude and we get to talk to him all the time, but we've never got to meet him in person. And he's just the most wonderful, sweet man. And it was great. I'm so thankful. I am thankful to Jerry for driving down to Venice to see us.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah.
And then after we were finished up there, we actually decided to catch a bus.
Well, yeah. We walked from the Venice Beach, all the boardwalk, all the way up to the Santa Monica Pier. And from there, we decided to take the bus.
There was a man who... jumped on, kind of looked like a wild man. He jumped onto this light post. And we're like, oh, what is he doing? And then he walked on the bridge, but on the top of the...
Yeah, and he was
what's that called?
Putting his feet over the
standing
edge.
On one leg.
Yeah.
You got a video of it.
I
couldn't watch.
It was scary. There's traffic down below. If he fell, it would probably kill him anyway, you know, without the traffic. But... some people want to be macho men, you know? And
I listened to a podcast.
That was crazy, yeah.
And this woman, she lives in LA and she has a sponsorship for AirPods. And I did notice here that everybody does wear them. Everybody wears those like ear AirPods. And it's kind of weird to see that because that hasn't super caught on in Toronto. So for the most part, you know, people look like you were saying, oh, those guys look like these guys in Toronto that I hang out with. So there's not much change from that. The only thing that I've noticed a big difference is the AirPods.
Yeah. Yeah. The look here is definitely similar to Toronto or New York or what have you. So... yeah, we...
if you hear, like, a saw or anything outside, it's because in here, or out here, in this area, I guess they do a lot of...
Landscaping
and upkeep.
Yeah. So, we took the bus, which happened to be free. We don't know why, but we appreciate that.
Yeah.
And we got back to Bambi's, and we just wandered around her neighborhood for a while, went for a lovely walk... I love this neighborhood. She lives in such a fantastic... She was telling us how there's this building across the street from her and Farrah Fawcett lived there and Rodney Dangerfield actually had to have a bathtub that he ordered airlifted to...
with a helicopter. It was a heart-shaped bathtub.
That's just crazy.
Yeah.
And yeah,
what
so,
a neighborhood.
It's been so much fun. Yeah, I love it here, but tomorrow we're off... to the Hollywood Hills.
Let's go to the Hollywood Hills. Or the hills.
Exactly.
As I don't know if anybody calls it that.
Well, we'll find out.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Hollywood, here I come.
Good morning.
Hello and good morning from the Hollywood Hills.
This view, describe the view.
Well, I'm looking at you, and behind you is a large picture window. There are trees, there are houses up all on various parts of the mountains beside us, and behind you is the Hollywood sign. I can see the Hollywood sign, and it's not a teensy, tiny little Hollywood sign. It's pretty big and clear.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Like, we are recording an episode in Hollywood, and I'm actually looking at the Hollywood sign right now.
This is manifesting come to life. This is amazing. And we want to thank Allison for letting us stay in her incredible home. This is just stunning. And this neighborhood is stunning. I can't believe our luck here. It's a beautiful day, blue sky. It's just, it's like the perfect way to wake up.
If you walk outside a little bit, you can go and see a pretty good view of LA, and there's the Capitol Records building you can see. You can see the lookout.
The Griffith Observatory. Yeah, it's just such a perfect location. Thank you so much, Allison.
The birds are chirping, dogs are barking.
And we got a cat here too. So cats have been following us on this journey, and it's made my life happier because I'm missing mine, and I know you're missing yours.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been lovely.
And once again, in this area, there is some landscaping happening. Dogs barking, but
yeah. Well,
we could go record in a closet.
Those perfect lawns here. I'm not mad.
And we could go record in a closet, but then I wouldn't be able to see the Hollywood sign.
It's true.
So I'm going to take my own comfort over sound quality.
So today is Thursday morning. We arrived here Wednesday morning. We had a big day yesterday. It was incredible.
What did we do?
Well, we got here. We checked out the hills. Beautiful. And then we went for lunch at the Chateau Marmont.
We did. Did we mention that we went to our first graveyard before we got here?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yes, in Westwood, just a little bit of a walk away from Bambi's, is the cemetery that Marilyn Monroe was buried. So I definitely have this thing about Marilyn, you know that. And I was so excited to go there. And I had no idea that, I knew that Hugh Hefner was buried beside her.
That's who I went there to see.
Yeah. And I had no idea that other people like Natalie Wood, Truman Capote, Don Knotts were also buried there. It was a tiny little cemetery, little tucked away. I'm so glad we got to do that before we headed out of Westwood to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And then, we got here. We were hungry, so we went to the Chateau Marmont.
It was awesome. We cannot share any photos with you because there are no photos allowed, but I loved being there. I really like the Father John Misty song, Chateau in C major or something like that. It's called something like that.
Yeah.
And he has a line about, we will have satanic Christmas Eve and play piano in the Chateau lobby. So I went and found the piano in the Chateau lobby.
Of course you did.
We flipped through the records that they have in the record collection.
It's really beautiful there. I love the vibe. It's very small. The waiters were amazing.
Yeah, they were sweet.
Had a
funny.
Lot of fun.
Roasted us for both getting grilled cheese.
It was the best grilled cheese I've ever had, though. It was grilled cheese with, like, caramelized onions.
Yeah, like your grandma makes. Like, caramelized like your grandma makes.
It was so good.
Yeah, we sat in the lobby while we waited after that, and we overheard some British guys talking about some screenplay or something.
Very Hollywood.
Very Hollywood.
Very Hollywood.
And then we were going to hang out with Nicole, one of our dolls, and before that we went downstairs to wait for her. Actually, we took a little walk up through the hotel first just to see what the hallways were like and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then we went downstairs and we saw that there was a pool, and somebody came out of the pool area, so we just went into the pool area and we just had a seat and enjoyed a couple of minutes by the Chateau Marmont pool.
It was lovely. It was perfect. I loved that we got to do that. Just have like a beautiful, serene moment. And they had an orange tree as well, like right over the pool, which was so cool.
Yeah.
And then, we met up with Nicole. And what did we do then?
We went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Yes.
She loves going there. She says that she has spent days there with a book and a snack.
Yeah.
It's very peaceful. It was kind of an interesting juxtaposition to see both graves and palm trees. Like, for me, yeah, those two things, yeah, don't go together.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because I've never seen that before. Mm-hmm. But I really enjoyed it. I'm not as huge of a movie buff or film buff as you are, but I really thought seeing the Johnny Ramone statue and gravesite was pretty cool. And Toto from The Wizard of Oz. Yeah. I sent that photo to my dad.
And Chris Cornell is right beside Johnny Ramone. And he meant so much to me growing up. So I took a moment there. And
Nicole called it Boyfriend Corner.
Yeah. Yeah. It was beautiful.
And then what was the thing that we went into that the doors were open, that they're not always open?
Like mausoleums?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to see Valentino as well. Who else do we see? Mickey Rooney, Hattie McDowell, Christopher Jones, who is like a B movie actor from the 60s that me and my dad are obsessed with. So the fact that he was there, I was like, holy crap.
Marion Davies?
Yes, and Marion Davies. I have a story about her, but you'll hear that later on.
Yeah, because we were on somebody else's podcast while we were here.
Yes.
And we told a paranormal story.
So yeah, after we left Hollywood Forever, first of all, want to say, beautiful place. And we also got to see the peacocks there.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really cool. And so we left. Nicole was lovely enough to drive us back here. And then we got ready for dinner. And who did we have dinner with?
We had dinner with Pleasant Gaiman.
That was just
explain
so
who Pleasant Gaiman
fun.
Is just for maybe somebody who's newer.
Pleasant Gaiman is the coolest woman in the world, basically. She is from like the punk scene in LA. She had her own bands. She's a proud groupie. She's a writer. She's an actress.
Written movies. She's been in movies. She's a belly dancer, tarot reader.
Yeah, she's a Renaissance woman. She can literally do everything and literally does. She's like always on the go. And she was also our first ever interview that we did. So it was so much fun.
Years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so much fun. First of all, getting to meet her in person, because I've known her for like over a decade online. And I always knew like if I just hung out with her, like the vibe would just be so incredible. And so, yeah, she invited us over to her place for dinner. And that was so much fun. We got to see a bunch of her old flyers and zines. We got to record with her. So you'll be hearing an episode coming up soon, part two of an interview with her. And trust me, she has so many incredible stories that there's going to be a part three and probably a part four and five, because I can talk to her for hours, days, weeks. She just has the most wild, fun stories.
That's right.
Yeah. And she also interviewed us.
Yeah.
So Pleasant is getting together her own podcast on the Pantheon Network as well. So we're going to be podcast sisters on the network. And that was so much fun. Just her talking to us about the paranormal and the wacky. And that's why I'm saying check out her podcast, and we'll be posting when it's out, like our episode, and you can hear my Marion Davies story. I won't tell it twice. But yeah, that was fun. And she did our tarot.
Yeah, she read our tarot cards. We had a little mini reading, and she did an energy healing on us.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
Trying to clear up this sunburn. I feel like it worked. Like, I felt the heat. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so that wraps up that part of our trip, and we're going to bring you some more amazing hangouts with some more dolls, maybe some more beaches.
Yeah, can't wait for the rest of the week to unfold.
All right, see you soon.
You brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. Thought I would sink, so I never swam. I never went boating, don't get how they are floating. And sometimes I get so scared of what I can't understand. But here I am, next to you.
The sky is more blue in my
Lynx, I know for a fact that we have a lot of time on our hands.
We sure do. And I know just the thing to keep us busy. We want to tell you about Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve is going to spice up your time spent at home, especially in the bedroom.
Or the living room, or the shower.
Totally. Way to get creative, Lynx. Full disclosure, I've already placed my order because there's awesome toys for solo, couples, there's lingerie, you name it. So you can select almost any one item and get 50% off. And then Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. You heard that right. 50% off any one item and free stuff.
Wow, what a deal. Enter offer code MUSESPOD at checkout and get tantalizing free gifts.
With those gifts, you'll also receive 6 free spicy movies, plus free shipping.
That's offer code MUSESPOD at adamandeve.com.
That's right, all uppercase, MUSESPOD at adamandeve.com.
Well, another day in LA.
Another day in LA. It's been fantastic. I feel at home. I'm never leaving. I live here now.
It's so beautiful. Every day here has just been magical. And we had a lot of fun yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our friend Catherine.
Who is a doll.
So
she, she used to live in LA and now she has a farm.
Yeah.
A farm in Michigan.
You're very relatable.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that LA life, but also into that farming life.
Yeah. Well, she's also into that Malibu in a convertible
Mustang
life.
Convertible.
Yeah. So
that's what we did.
So
that's what we did.
Yeah.
We hung around here in the morning and, you know, did a little bit of work. I've been working on a master class. We did some recording, all that good stuff.
Yeah. And then Catherine came and picked us up. We drove all the way down Sunset Boulevard to the Pacific Coast Highway. Then we took the highway up to Malibu.
It was your first time in a convertible, right? What'd you think?
It wasn't my first time in a convertible, but it was my first time in a convertible here.
Okay.
And in a Mustang.
It was my first time in a convertible, period.
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
That's exciting.
I'd always wanted to go in one since I was little.
And like, what better way than down the Pacific Coast Highway, you know, in LA. It's just crazy.
It was magical. So we definitely got a lot of looks and a lot of people just yelling like, stay out of trouble.
Yeah, people were really picking up on that car. And my hair was just blowing in the wind everywhere. Got a lot of tangles, but it was worth it.
Sure was. And we went to a place called Neptune's Net, which is like, they've got lots of seafood and it's right by the water. It's got a great outdoor view. A lot of bikers go there for lunch.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was beautiful. It was a great choice. And
picked up a couple of copies of the Malibu Times as some souvenirs.
Yeah.
You know, because it's got the date on it.
Yeah.
It says Malibu on it.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
So yeah, that was like the best. It was like a perfect relaxing day.
Yeah.
Like we didn't have to do much except literally sit back and enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just love riding around here and like seeing all the sights. And we also drove through Topanga.
Oh yeah.
On the way home. And that was beautiful.
And then we just came back here. It was dark by the time we got back and we just relaxed.
Yeah. We took it easy because today we are interviewing Linda Ramone.
Yeah, that's been like, that's a dream come true.
Oh my God.
We're heading to the Ramone Ranch, which is the house shared by Johnny before he passed and Linda Ramone. And I'm really excited to see how she's kind of kept his legacy preserved and can't wait to see that Elvis room and all of the themed rooms that they have in their houses. It looks really colorful and she looks like a really kind of stylish and interesting woman.
That's right. So yeah, we're gonna go get ready and go do that. And
are you nervous? What's on your nervous meter?
I mean
you've only wanted to do this since we started the podcast.
Freaking out. I am freaking out, but in the best way possible. This is actually a dream come true for me. So
yeah, and I like we're gonna do it a little bit differently. We've been doing a little bit of experimentation over here at Muses, which is great because when you own your own shit you can do what you want.
Yeah.
Right, like we do what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep an eye on sound today. Our friend Stardust is going to come and take photos, and Lynx is going to take the lead on the interview.
Yeah, I'm pumped. It's going to be a good one.
You're going to do great.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Touch yourself, get yourself, come alive, just driving it around. I love you more than anyone. Stop asking me where I come from. I'm from LA.
Another day in paradise. Our trip is coming to an end.
I don't want it to end. It's been so much fun. I have so much more I want to do here too, you know? Like, we got so much done, but I just keep thinking of more things to do, you know? But that's good because we'll be back.
We will. Well, let's start off by talking about our interview with Linda Ramone and our visit to the Ramone Ranch. Take it away, Lynx.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Where to start? First of all, that house is unbelievably gorgeous. And she's a collector and she really thinks about the pieces that she collects and they all like work together so well. We got a beautiful tour of her house.
It was like a fun house.
It's a fun house.
It was so colorful. It was kept in pristine shape.
Yeah. It's beautiful. There's no other way to describe it. The Elvis room was unbelievable.
Okay, let's go back for a second.
Yes.
So we show up and we know we're at the house, right?
Oh yeah, you can tell.
You can tell, even from the outside that we're there. So I rang the doorbell and you can see there's like cameras and stuff. So they're like looking at you when you ring the doorbell. So I gave a little wave and the door opens.
Yes.
And there's this guy and he's like 6'5".
Yeah.
And he's got long dark hair.
Yeah.
Sunglasses, basically. And like a Victorian white puffy sleeved shouldered shirt with this like velvet vest on and like matching bell-bottom pants.
Yeah.
And I just went, oh, hi, I'm Shandi. And I shook his hand, and then he led us into the house, and then we're right kind of, you look straight, you're looking at the kitchen, and then you look left, and you're in the living room with the big fireplace, and Johnny Ramone's urn is on top of the fireplace. And then to the left of that was Linda and her friend Juju.
The striking man is J.D. King, Linda's partner.
Yeah.
And he was wonderful as well. And yeah, we got in. We said hi. Linda right away was like, you want a tour? We were like, yeah.
She looked amazing. She was dressed to the nines.
She always looks incredible.
A hat with a large feather in it. A silver, shiny...
That vest.
Matching suit that she had specially made.
Are just... Her sense of style is just so stunning. So yeah, we get this tour. We walk through the Elvis room. She's showing us all the Elvis knickknacks. Sitting there is like a photo of her and Johnny and like Lisa Marie and... Nick Cage in front of the gates at Graceland, and she has this beautiful jukebox in there that Vincent Gallo gave her, and she played some Elvis songs for us on it. And then even the hallway is like unbelievably
perfectly
stunning.
Perfectly curated.
Yes.
It's like better than any museum or art gallery that I've ever seen.
It is. And like her bathroom is Disney themed, and there's so many.
There's a
cool
horror
things.
Room. That's the only room that is not allowed photographs.
Yeah.
So we were in the horror room, which was awesomely horrific.
Yes, it was so good. It was so good. And the rock and roll room, just knowing how many incredible people have slept there.
Yeah,
I was like,
we've got some really great video and definitely some audio because we did an interview with her. So we'll be posting all of that.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Soon, or maybe it's out already. Who knows?
Maybe.
We'll see how this thing goes.
Yeah. But yeah, that was just... it was a dream come true.
And Lynx did an incredible job taking the lead on the interview. It was the right
choice
for her to just have the microphone in her hand the whole time and ask the questions. And
yeah, I had all these notes written out, but as it went along... I've been like dreaming of this interview for so long and just having a conversation with her, so... It just sort of came out naturally, and it was so good. I kind of forgot that we were recording.
She offered us some iced tea that she had made herself. It was like homemade mango iced tea.
It was honestly...
In these beautiful glasses.
The best iced tea ever.
With little sprigs of mint.
Oh,
and
so
yeah, so after the interview, we went outside. We saw the pool. There was a million hummingbirds. So many birds flying around.
Yeah.
The outdoor... like area was absolutely beautiful. And then JD asked us if we wanted to see the roof, if we wanted to go up to the roof, and he showed us his little gardens, and he even brought us into his recording studio.
Yeah.
And showed us like where he paints and where he
that was a cool
keeps
space
his hats
to,
like, it was really sweet.
All of the rooms there are just so cool, you know, and they all have such a different vibe to them. Oh, and we got to meet her little kitty cat. That's so sweet.
One-eyed kitty cat.
Yeah, it was just... Linda was so wonderful and welcoming, and I can't thank her enough for, you know, her hospitality and just chatting with us, because that was so much fun.
Right.
And yeah, doing the interview and like seeing Johnny's urn there,
mm-hmm.
I was like, oh my goodness.
And it was really nice to share that with Stardust as well.
Yes.
To
and
have
thank
her
you
there.
So much, Stardust, for coming with us. And she took lots of video and photos, and... I didn't take any because I was like, so...
That wasn't your job for
yeah,
the day. We took care of that for you. Your job was to hold the mic and ask the questions.
Yeah. I was soaking it in and just living in the moment. And yeah, I'm so happy that you guys...
Linda gave us some happy socks
and tote bags
when really it should have been us giving her gifts.
I know, right?
We're going to send her a nice big thank you thingy in the mail.
I'm so excited to wear those happy socks and tell everyone that Linda Ramone personally gave them to me.
Yeah.
There's my new favorite socks for sure.
No kidding.
And they definitely made me happy. So
we came back here, went and got some groceries, and we just, you know, had a beer. We cheersed. We said, well done. What a great day. We had some lunch. We hung out, and then you and I parted ways. I decided to stay in and just relax because tomorrow is going to be like my big day. Like I'm really excited for Laurel Canyon and to go out with some of the girls. And so I just figured I would stay in. And then Lynx, you went out.
Yeah, I went out with Pleasant, and... we just like danced. Her neighbor Morgan was DJing, and she's also really fantastic, and so was Coyote Shivers. So we all just hung out and danced and partied and had fun, and I met a lot of LA people, and it was a blast.
What time did you get home?
I think it was like 3:30.
You slept in a little bit though, so that was good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I have like a Wonder Woman thing when I travel where like I'm never this like I never feel this strong when I'm at home, but when I travel it's like my body knows it has to live up to it.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah. So I just like power through, and yeah, we only have a couple days left here, so I just wanted to make the most out of it. And I'm so happy I got to hang out with Pleasant again, because she's just the most fun ever, and I love her so much. And I got to hear even more stories, and more stories that I'm definitely going to be like, hey, look, come on the podcast again. Like, mm-hmm. You got to share those. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. And I'm so excited for today.
Me too.
Yeah.
We're going to go to Laurel Canyon with Dee Dee Keel. We interviewed her a couple episodes ago. She worked at the Whiskey A Go-Go from 1971 to 1983, and she just was so much fun, and she's going to bring her sister, and it's going to be the four of us, and we're going to do a tour of that area. She's going to bring us to the whiskey.
Yeah.
Maybe have some lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe take some photos up in the canyon.
We're going to do all of it.
Go to the canyon store. Canyon Picture Store.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll update you guys tomorrow on how everything went today.
All right.
Yay. So excited! Young girls are coming to the canyon. And in the mornings I can see them walking. I can no longer keep my blinds drawn. And I can't keep myself from talking. At first so strange to feel so friendly. To say
hi.
I'm so sad.
Me too.
It's our last day.
Yeah, but what an incredible trip this has been. Every day is a new adventure.
I wrote out to my dad everything that we did, and then looking at it like that in a list of
yeah.
Like, we did everything. We did everything we wanted to do and more.
Oh, yeah. We fit in so much, and we had a thing where we were like, let's just, you know, see how it goes, you know, not pack too much in, and I mean
leave room for spontaneity.
Yeah, but we did that. Like yesterday was a great day. Mm-hmm. How about you tell them who we met up with?
We met up with Dee Dee Keel, Dee Dee and her sister Cassie. So we interviewed Dee Dee. She worked at the Whiskey from 1971 until 1983. So that's where we went. We got a little backstage tour during the day of the Whiskey at Go-Go, which was really neat. There was a band that was sound checking. And she brought us up through Laurel Canyon. So we went to the Canyon Country Store. We did a little photo shoot.
Yeah, I can't wait to see those photos.
Cute hats and vests and things. I felt like a real GTO.
Dee Dee was so great, and Cassie bringing all those outfits, and they were just so generous with their time, and they took us all over. We drove all through Laurel Canyon. We saw like Wonderland Avenue. We saw Joni Mitchell's old house. What else did we see?
Frank Zappa's burnt down log cabin.
Yeah. We went to Mel's Diner and had a delicious burger there.
Amoeba Records. You got a t-shirt for your dad?
I did.
I got my dad a t-shirt at the Laurel Canyon store.
Yeah. Always got to think of our pops. And then they took us to the farmer's market. We went all over with them. Cantors, which was a huge thing for me. I'm obsessed with old Hollywood, so I was excited to get to pop in there.
Yeah, we got to see where Pamela saw the Doors play and made it with Jim Morrison.
We did.
Like on the roof thing.
And Dee Dee also took us around and showed us where she used to live, which was just around the corner from the Whiskey and the Roxy.
And Lemmy.
And Lemmy. Yeah, we saw where Lemmy lived and died. And I don't know if we've mentioned this either, but we're like a couple blocks away from where Janis Joplin passed away as well.
Yeah.
We've really gotten such a great tour of LA, and not just a great tour, but like a great like rock and roll tour.
Yeah.
A great old Hollywood tour. For our first time here, it's just, we couldn't have done any more or any better. It was just magic. It's pure magic. And we really do owe it all to these incredible women who were just so generous.
Yeah, and our dolls and our hosts and our friends. And
yes,
it was wonderful.
Yeah, it was so great. And then after, we sadly had to say goodbye to Dee Dee, but we're going to see her again soon.
For sure.
And then our doll Stardust came out.
Yeah, we went out on the town.
Did
last
we
night.
Ever?
You saw a different side of me.
Yeah, you really came out to LA to play.
Can
you had fun.
Describe LA out. You know, fun, Shanti.
All right. Well, first of all, what we like to do in Toronto, Shanti's a big fan of this, is a game called YouTube Roulette. Mm-hmm. So when we're all just, you know, having a drink, getting everything together, getting ready to go out, we each take turns, we play some roulette. That got the party started. We were dancing here, we were singing. It was so much fun. And then the three of us headed to the Rainbow.
The Rainbow Bar and Grill. Yeah.
And we hung out there, and pretty much immediately, Shanti is just surrounded by dudes trying to hit on her. And you were feisty. You were real feisty. My favorite part at the Rainbow was when a guy comes up to us and tries to like flirt, and Shanti just out of the blue was like, "What band are you in?" And of course he was in a band, and he said, and he's, I think he asked like, "What are you doing here?" or something. And Shanti's like, "Oh, we're in a band. We're in a band. It's called Shanti and Lynx. We're a punk band." And I'm not really sure where the conversation went from there. Because
neither am I.
I was like in and out of it, but I wish I had listened more, because I would have loved to hear you describe our punk sound.
Yeah, Link said her favorite part about going out last night was me.
It was. You were just so happy and full of life and just having a blast. And
good. Yeah, I had an awesome time. I had an awesome time dancing with you guys and bopping around to different places. And yeah, I love chatting with people. Mm-hmm. My whole family is like that.
Oh, I love like going out and meeting new people as well. And yeah, the Rainbow was basically everything I hoped it would be. We started that dance party on the dance floor upstairs, and then we took a little walk for a bit. We checked out the Viper Room. Didn't go in, but that's something we're saving for next time. But we got to go by it. We got to go by the Roxy and the Whiskey, of course. And then we ended up at this really cute, like, small bar. I don't know what it was called. Sunset something.
I don't
know.
It was really cute though. And yeah, they were playing the entire Father John Misty Fear Fun album.
Yeah, which was perfect soundtrack. And then yeah, we came back here, dance partied up the house a little more.
Feel so bad for the guy that's downstairs who had to run a marathon today. Totally forgot about that.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Then we looked at the time. It was 3:30, and we're like, oh, no.
Yeah, we're like, oh, maybe we should try to sleep. Because today, we wanted to make the most of the last day. We got up. We
pulled ourselves together.
Yeah, we tried to deal with the hangovers. And then we headed to Griffith Park.
Yeah, it was awesome. We went to the Trails Cafe, and we had these beautiful sandwiches. We got some scones and blueberry muffins to go, and then we hiked up.
Yes, we did. We hiked it up to the Griffith Observatory.
I can't believe there were girls who told us to take an Uber there.
Yeah.
They were like, I wouldn't walk it.
We asked for directions, and they were like, oh, you wanna walk it? Like, it was the craziest thing they'd ever heard. And like, it was a hike, but it wasn't even like a major hike. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
It was gorgeous. It was exactly like the skyline view that you see on TV, that when you Google LA, that's what it is. And then, you know, you have the Hollywood sign to your right, and you have the cityscape to your left. And it was just magical. And it was a nice reflective way to end the trip, because we've been all around it down there. And then we got to see it and say goodbye from up top.
Yeah, we did. You got the Hollywood sign there. You got the sprawling city. It's just, this has been such a magical trip. LA is just a special place, and I'm very excited when we come back now that we really do know the lay of the land, thanks to all our friends who have taken us around.
Yeah, we'll rent a car next time.
Yeah.
Well, we hope that you enjoyed coming with us on our trip.
And
Muses
again,
in Hollywood.
Thanks to all of the dolls, all of the women. Thanks you for listening to
Thank
this.
Thank you, Allison.
And yes, Allison, the woman who we're staying with, she runs an incredible company called Lipstick and Vinyl. She's a badass businesswoman. And we just appreciate her hospitality to no end.
That's right.
And thank you, Panda, for all the kitty cuddles, because I've been sleeping with a cat on my chest every night here. And
just like you like it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, all right. We'll see you next time. Next episode will be an interview.
Yeah.
Later.
I'm so excited.
Spend my days with a woman and kind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. She made up my mind to make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.